May I speak in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's lunchtime in the officers' mess, and from across the table comes a warm chuckle, a knowing smile, and another memory recalled. That was a number of years ago, and early on in my time as a chaplain, and sitting opposite me and being listened to so intently was one of the few, a wonderful man, sadly no longer with us. We were regaled with stories, both sad and joyful, and I had stated how impressed I was at the detail of those memories. Reflecting upon this, of course, this is something we all do, make memories, both sad and joyful ones. Some will be intense, some probably outrageous, others will make us cry or laugh. The one overriding factor in all of this is that memories are a gift that shapes and guides us through life. Over the past couple of weeks, it has been my privilege to attend a number of events commemorating the Battle of Britain, culminating both in a service yesterday morning in the chapel here, and of course, this morning. At each of these events, we recalled memories of the Battle of Britain and remembered the sacrifices that were made. Here, today, we do the same. We remember, we recall, and above all, we recognize the sacrifices made, and we do it in relative comfort and safety. 78 years ago today, at the height of the battle, the brave pilots, the airmen and women of the Royal Air Force were in a very different situation. The day before, Air Vice Marshal Park, AOC 11 Group, having been quizzed by the Prime Minister concerning reserves, had uttered those words, "There are no reserves." And yet, they kept coming. However, the 16th of September 1940 saw newspaper headlines that spoke of up to 400 enemy planes having attacked, of which nearly 50% were shot down. Now, I wouldn't dare comment as to whether this was fake news or not. But if accurate, this was indeed highly significant. The enemy had encountered possibly the most unexpected and mighty foe, the Royal Air Force. This period was surrounded by 107 days of intense air combat, lasting from mid-July to the end of October that year. Today is a day that we both remember and recall memories. And this is a service that sits alongside so many others throughout the country. Now, I had grown up in a Royal Air Force family and have great memories of living in Malta and watching various aircraft types take off and land. My father had served for many years in the RAF, and as you might imagine, I was treated to numerous telling and retelling of stories. He still does it. The thing of it is, to be reminded, to remember, is so important. But we also need to know what it is that we are remembering. Now, I wasn't born until some 18 or so years after the Second World War, and so for people of my age and younger, the images and understanding of the war come from photos, history books, or films. Indeed, it was nearly 50 years ago that I was taken to a cinema in Norwich to see that epic movie, The Battle of Britain. And with the dad still serving at that time, I was privileged to an explanation of each little detail of that battle. But the thing that stood out for me, even at that tender age, were the odds. This country faced an enemy that had amassed over 2,500 fighting aircraft, ready to destroy the Royal Air Force in the air and on the ground. At that time, the Royal Air Force was only just in its mid-20s, and the average age of a fighter pilot in 1940 was about 20. Not even old enough to vote back then, some as young as 18. It was a time when stark choices had to be made, choices that were born out of loyalty, self-sacrifice, sacrifice of the things often accepted as normal and routine, and of course, faith. The words we heard from Deuteronomy this morning saw Moses preparing the people for the next chapter in their shared life. He reminds them of their roots. He reminds them to be of a faithful, just, and perfect God. Yes, they may have to choose to turn away from him again and again, but this is a God who continues to sustain and protect through adversity. This is the same God that those facing adversity have drawn strength from throughout history, the same God we worship today. This is a strength that enables us to make sacrifice where necessary. It may be that the ultimate sacrifices will not have to be made, but it is our preparedness to make them that is ultimately important. We can speculate what was going through the minds of the decision makers prior to the coming onslaught in 1940. Send messages to seek peace. What sort of peace would that have been? Especially in the light of other events in Europe at the time. No, we had to believe, and more importantly, have the faith to believe that we could overcome tyranny to eventually gain that long-lasting and ultimately livable peace. This was the sacrifice that had to be made, and for so many indeed, it would prove to be the ultimate sacrifice. But how do we remember them? How should we remember them? Those of an older generation can bring us such vivid personal memories of the tragedies, of the dogfights, of lost friends, of bravery, valour, and of being so terrified. The emotions must be many. Just imagine for a moment what the sound of battle is like. From the guns, the explosions, through to maybe just the sound of a droning Merlin engine while sitting in the cockpit of a Hurricane or a Spitfire. And a voice over the radio, Vector 230, Bandits 100 plus, Angels 20. There are many ways of coping with memories. One way is to remember the good times, whether it be an experience in conflict or even one of coping with the effects of war at home. Photos and objects from those times can help us visualize and perhaps better understand those memories. The Royal Air Force, of course, has the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight to help us remember and reflect. Notwithstanding its nostalgic element, the BBMF has, during this centenary year in particular, helped us to commemorate, to celebrate, and most certainly to inspire. This inspiration that inhabits the Royal Air Force at a fundamental level is the same inspiration that energized those who fought all those years ago, and goes on to inspire those who serve today. It is an inspiration that manifests itself often through the recounting of memory and experience. And as we are reminded in the reading from Mark's Gospel today, it is through humility, the recognition that we are part of something greater than ourselves, where we truly find our potential. Indeed, true greatness is measured in servitude. Fundamental to the Christian faith is the belief that Jesus himself came to serve and not to be served. Incidentally, the motto of the chaplain's branch of the Royal Air Force. Our God challenges us to learn from the past, and part of that learning is to listen to those who fought, to be continually reminded of why they fought, of the good times and the not so good, to share in the laughter and share in the tears. We have to recognize that both war and peace are part of the world's agenda and that peace, a real peace, can be quite fragile. Ultimately, though, it is God-given, and it comes to us through grace. As ever, time rolls on, and our yesterdays become history. Just this past year, we've seen dear friends from both Fighter Command and the Air Transport Auxiliary pass on. The few, sadly, become fewer. However, we must continue to allow our knowledge of what happened over British skies in 1940 and our gratitude for the courage demonstrated against all odds to shape the Royal Air Force of today, particularly during this, our centenary year. Indeed, we must honour the efforts of our forebears, but further, we must ensure that we too continue to strive for peace and justice in our world. As we hold before us those we knew and loved, remember and pray continually for that liberty so bravely fought for and for the peace we have to be continually strengthened. As the prophet Isaiah said, "Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." May we never forget. Amen.